Because Trey I'm so Clayton. Exasperated.
Trey Clayton, what's happening?
Hey guys, good morning. I'm on the freeway just commuting into work into Richmond, and when I listen to you guys every morning, and when I jumped in the car this morning, you came in hot, and you were on Bosa, and it's funny because my 18-year-old son is a huge Niner fan, big Bosa fan, and rightfully so, right? And so he was defending Nick last night after the game, and I said, look, buddy, here's the deal. I've been a sales guy my entire professional life, and when you've got the vice president of, a weird analogy, when you've got the vice president of sales in the building, that means to me, that guy's raising his hand and saying, I'm the best sales guy in the building. You need a big, fat deal closed, you bring me. When it's 3rd and 18 and the Cardinals convert and they're driving, you know, the Niners are in a tough spot. When it's 3rd and 18 and you get to the quarterback, you're in a good spot. That's a pivotal part of the game.
Yes.
And at that point, to me, you take accountability and you don't say scheme, double team, all that. You get it done. That's it. And I was using other weird analogies. Right. Like, I mean, my kid knows about, you know, Jerry Rice, you know, Steve Young, Joe Montana, Bill Ring even. And I use those examples of, you know, Jerry Rice was a guy, and this is another kind of, it's easy to make that example because, mm-hmm. you know, Jerry's Jerry, but it doesn't mean it's not true when you use that example in that. Back then, when the Niners were in tight games then too, everybody in the opposing secondary knew that yep. Joe's going to throw the ball to Jerry. Yep. Both sides of the field knew Joe's going to throw the ball to Jerry. Everybody in the stadium knew Joe's going to throw the ball to Jerry, and he got it done more often than he didn't because he was that guy. Now, he's also the best football player in the history of the game. I mean, so it's easy to make that analogy, but it doesn't mean it's not true in that when Nick raises his hand and says, I'm the highest defensive player in the league, that's when you don't make excuses and yep. you get it done. Now, if you take the top 4 or 5, the previous caller had mentioned T.J. Watt, and I had mentioned it the same to your call screener. When you take the top 4 or 5 defensive players, and I told this to my kids too, T.J. Watt, whoever, the top 4 or 5 defensive ends in the league, do you not think that those opposing offenses are scheming against them? Mm-hmm. They are, but they're getting it done. Mm-hmm. And when you're the highest defensive player in the league, you're raising your hand and you're saying, I'm the guy. Yep. And when you do that, you hold yourself accountable and you don't make excuses. And you,
Troy, that's a hell of a
one
call.
One of the best calls
that's
of the year.
That's a hell of a call, and that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying about Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa is a fabulous player, right? The Niners are better with Nick Bosa than without Nick Bosa. But this is 2 years, 2 seasons straight now, and I'm kind of fed up about it. I'm fed up. I'm dead serious, Shasky. This guy held out of camp, and we roasted Ayuk for this, and nobody's going to call about Ayuk today. I guarantee you that because he finally balled out. He got his 100-yard game, and he ran great routes yesterday.
Dynamic.
Great route runner yesterday. Oh, my gosh. It was beautiful. And he's the true number one on his team. Let's not get it twisted because Juwan Jennings had a few games. I think he's the best wide receiver on this football team, and to me, it's not even close. But I'm getting back to Bosa. Again, I'll recycle this material. When you hold out and you get $122 million guaranteed, and I hear you make excuses last year. Like, it was all good in the hood. It was all good in the hood when Bosa sat up there in front of the media last year and threw Steve Wilks under the bus. Everybody was cool with it. Just on the pedestal, and Shanahan allowed it. Who's the call we had for Sacramento? Was it JC in Sacramento who said the same thing? He was like a call of the week. He goes, Shanahan allowed these guys to throw Steve Wilks, a coach on his coaching staff, to get just roasted by his players. So he gets fired a couple days after the Super Bowl, even though defense did their thing in the Super Bowl. And now here we go. After week 5, I got to hear from Nick Bosa talking about adjustments. How about you adjust and get to the quarterback?
That being said,
how about you adjust and get and contain on the run game? How about you use some outside containment in that Y9? How about you contain running backs from getting outside or quarterbacks from getting outside? I don't want to hear it. When you get $122 million and a half guaranteed and you hold out and you get paid as the highest defensive player in NFL history and you're out there making excuses, talk about we need to make adjustments, I don't want to hear from number 97. Keep that in house. Don't put that out publicly. That, to me, is another excuse from Nick Bosa. So you know what? The spotlight's bright. It's on him brighter. Because the next 3 weeks, you got Seattle, uh-huh. you got Kansas City, you got Dallas. And I'm going to be watching number 97 very closely to see how he impacts Geno Smith, mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes, and Dak Prescott.
Totally fair. I'm looking at the problems from yesterday's game and overall in this team. I feel like it's more the offense than the defense from yesterday.
This defense is not getting stops. This defense is problematic, Shasky. I'm sorry. But they missed 15 tackles yesterday. All right? They can't stop the run. They can't get to the quarterback.
The offense is situational
football.
I know, but the offense They have all the high-priced players on offense, right? So all the high-priced players need to score more. The coach is an offensive coach. Like I agree hear you. I don't think the defense is great. I think the personnel stinks. You're right about the missed tackles, and a lot of it was our safeties and linebackers. And the defensive line is getting zero pressure.
Zero.
I hear all of that. Believe me, I'm with you. They also gave up three turnovers. Offense. The offense gave up three turnovers.
I agree with that.
Okay? And so, to me, when you get a short-sided field and you give up a field goal, defense does their job there in that situation late in the game.
They did.
Now, the touchdown drive was horrible.
Horrible.
I'm not here to keep up for them.
J.P. Mason fumbled at the 10-yard line.
But it's not just... I'm just saying.
He fumbled at the 10-yard line, and Arizona had no problem getting down the field to set up the game-winning field goal. Hell, they almost got a first down and iced the game.
The third down throw from Kyler was just
crazy. Fourth down, four to five. Back foot, back pedaling, blitz in his face.
It was amazing.
Boom, dime.
But again, on defense, if you have one or two weak links, the whole defense looks terrible. And so, like, we're learning right now, this defense looks old, slow, and they don't look physical. And when you have that, it's a bad combination. And then they welt. Look, you could say it's not an excuse. It's a factor. That team weltered in the heat. They just completely melted yesterday.
But I'm sorry, Shasky.
No, it's not an excuse.
But you know what?
Excusing.
The defense is not perfect at all. It's tough to have a perfect team.
The offense also was horrible.
It is tough to have a perfect team in today's salary cap era. It is what it is. But when I pay you as the highest paid defensive player, I got to be able to count on you to make game-changing plays. Not to his credit. He had the interception there in the second quarter.
That was a hell of a play.
Hell of a play. Hell of a play. That was awesome. All right? But you know what? How many times do I need to see him bite on the quarterback on the RPO? Diving down, crashing down. And he says that, my job is to crash down on the running back. Well, first of all, you're admitting that out loud. So now every team in the league is saying, Bosa said it. When we do this, he's coming down on a running back. How about you make the individual adjustment saying, you know what? Forget just doing the assignment. Just make a play.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sophisticated enough on like football schemes and responsibilities in the wide nine of what he's exactly supposed to do. I'll take your word for it. I'm not here to pretend like I know.
You're the highest paid player. You know what's going on here. Kyler Murray's playing quarterback. You know he's a speed guy.
How many times has he hit a running back who doesn't have a ball? It's over and over. So, to your point, at some point it gets old.
Super Bowl.
It gets old. No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. We're going to get to the offense here because the offense getting shut out in the second half.
It's just flat out embarrassing.
Just flat out embarrassing.
And the tip passes at the line, it's now a thing. It's now a thing. People know that the Niners want to throw short, and when the quarterback is in the pocket, he has a tough time.
The first throw to George Kittle, Purdy's late. He drops back. Yeah, he looks left. Bad. He goes through his reads. He's late. He doesn't know if he wants to run or scramble. And he throws a pick right there. You can't do that.
And
you can't do that. But the defense, they held up their end of the bargain on that drive.
No doubt. But he bailed on so many plays early and just started scrambling. And it's like, dude, you're holding. And I love when he scrambles to run. Yesterday when they were scrambling, no one else was breaking from their routes as the wide receivers. And it felt like he was just holding the ball forever.
He held the ball forever, man.
He was holding the ball forever.
It was not a good Purdy performance.
No.
Let's be real. It was not good yesterday. Rhea and Lancaster. Rhea, what's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to start off on a high note and just say Brandon Ayuk was excellent yesterday, and it was so good to
see.
So good to see. Okay. With that being said, Kyle Shanahan, I don't understand why he doesn't think of things prior to games. He knew it was going to be hot. You knew your defense is going to get gassed towards the end of the game because Kyler Murray is one of those quarterbacks that run around like crazy, keep plays going. People got to keep running around to figure out what he's going to do. So why in the first half are you still settling for field goals? Because you need to run up this score early while everybody has some energy, just in case my defense is so tired that they wind up making some plays at the end of the game. But we want the score to be so high that it doesn't matter if they make a play. We still have the lead. When it was like one of the first field goals, it was what,
fourth and 10 from the 10. That was the first drive. He took a sack on third and goal from the 6.
But I'm just saying, there was one where it was closer when he was in the red zone. Why can't you get 1 or 2 yards?
So that was the fourth and 2.
Five completed.
Yeah.
Why can't you get 2 yards? I don't understand what you're doing, Kyle. We need to run this score up. We can't do this field goal stuff for the rest of the year and think we're going to get anywhere.
It's real. Yeah. You're so right. You're so